This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Floyd and Chauvin.
The two men had a history.
They bumped heads.
Emotional funeral.
Everybody gonna remember him around the world.
Trouble at the polls.
It's making a lot of people a little irritated.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. Mourners bid farewell to George Floyd in Houston, and more has been learned about his apparent connection to the officer charged in his death in Minneapolis. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says it all centers on security work at a nightclub, and he spoke with people close to the situation.
What kind of history?
They bumped heads.
How?
It has a lot to do with Derek being extremely aggressive within the club with some of the patrons, which was an issue.
David Penny and many others are aware of George Floyd and Derek Chauvin working at the same time at this nightclub. Chauvin was on the outside working in detail, and then George Floyd worked on the inside. And in one occasion, according to David Penny and another person we talked to, Chauvin took issue with how much he was being paid and blamed George Floyd, who had handed him the check.
Now to Houston, correspondent Michelle Miller has more on the emotional send-off for Floyd, who is now the symbol for a growing movement.
Floyd's family shared stories about the man the world did not get to see.
He was a pesky little rascal, but we all loved him.
I thank God for giving me my own personal Superman.
But they also said they will continue their mission in his name.
But right now, I want justice for my brother, my big brother.
And I can breathe. Long as I'm breathing, justice will be served for Perry.
The Reverend Al Sharpton delivered a stirring eulogy.
God took the rejected stone and made him the cornerstone of a movement that's going to change the whole wide world.
Floyd's brother testifies on Capitol Hill today at a House hearing on racial profiling and police brutality. In Austin, Texas, CBS's Maria Villarreal has more on the death of Javier Ambler coming to light now in the wake of George Floyd's death.
The 2019 incident began when police chased Ambler for allegedly not dimming his headlights and ended when he crashed. After tasing Ambler repeatedly, police officers performed CPR for several minutes after he became unresponsive. According to an autopsy, he died of congestive heart failure and hypertensive cardiovascular disease associated with morbid obesity in combination with forcible restraint.
President Trump has spread a right-wing conspiracy theory about a protester shoved to the ground and seriously hurt last week.
The video shows the 75-year-old stumbling backward after being pushed by Buffalo police. The president said the man could be an Antifa provocateur, and that he fell harder than was pushed. The tweet infuriated New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
What do you think it was? It was staged? Do you think the blood coming out of his head was staged?
The president also suggested the man was aiming his cell phone at police radios, quote, in order to black out the equipment. Experts say that's not possible. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
A Black Lives Matter group has sued Seattle's police department over tear gas and other tactics used to break up recent protests. Protesters aimed chants at the mayor, who has apologized. Two states have offered what could be a troublesome preview of this fall's election. There was limited in-person voting in Nevada's primary and major machine trouble in Georgia. Here's political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Thousands waited hours to cast ballots, and frustration was evident.
Please, God, help us!
Georgia, a key battleground state in November, had rescheduled its primary twice because of the coronavirus pandemic. Health concerns kept many longtime poll workers from showing up, leaving inexperienced volunteers to run new voting machines for the first time.
We're just being told it's a situation with the machinery.
I don't think it's the new machines. I do think that there is systematic disenfranchisement of specific communities.
Georgia has a history of voter suppression, and some had to show up in person because their requests for an absentee ballot weren't fulfilled.
There's been an arrest in Idaho in the case of two missing children. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says the man in custody married the kid's mother. She's already behind bars.
Chad Daybell taken away in handcuffs. Investigators digging in his backyard. The latest twist in a months-long search for 8-year-old JJ and 17-year-old Tylee.
The investigators and detectives have recovered what's believed to be human remains that are not identified at this time.
Rexburg police say those human remains are now being analyzed.
The Washington Post reports coronavirus cases have been on the rise in at least 9 states since the Memorial Day weekend. But Vice President Pence, in a conference call with governors obtained by CBS News, put it this way.
We have not seen a significant increase in cases relative to large crowds that gathered for Memorial Day weekend. Those were large crowds, outdoors, on boardwalks, on beaches.
NASCAR says it's going to begin to let some fans in at select races beginning this weekend. Days after saying it was on the financial brink, CBS's Steve Futterman says AMC has a plan.
It is the nation's largest movie theater chain.
Thank you for choosing AMC Theaters.
Now AMC, which has lost billions because of COVID-19, has announced an ambitious reopening. The company says it expects to have between 97 and 98% of its theaters worldwide back in business by mid-July. The big question is, with COVID-19 concerns, will people be willing to go?
On HBO Max, the curtain has come down on Gone with the Wind.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
It's been pulled from the service because of the film's racist depictions, according to HBO Max. The Paramount Network has canceled the long-running reality show Cops. The founder and CEO of CrossFit has now stepped down hours after apologizing for a tweet about the George Floyd protests. Over the weekend, Greg Glassman said, "It's Floyd 19, after racism and discrimination were labeled a public health issue. A bizarre treasure hunt is over, as we hear from CBS's Pam Coulter.
It took more than a decade for someone to find the bronze chest filled with gold, jewels, and other valuables worth more than $1 million, hidden in the Rocky Mountains. Famed art collector Forrest Fenn assembled the treasure. He says a man who described himself as being from back east found the chest a few days ago. The discovery confirmed by a photograph that he sent. Fenn posted clues to the treasure's location online. Hundreds of thousands of people have hunted for it in the western U.S. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
USA Today reports the Major League Baseball Players Union has rejected the latest management proposal to start up the season, and a counteroffer is likely to be turned down, too. Money's the big issue, and if there's no deal in a week, the commissioner could impose a 50-game season. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.